Welcome to the Bristol City Vixen Cast. My name is DM Withers. Today we are going to be doing something different. We are going to be going on an away day to Brighton and Hove Albion.
I'm Hayley.
I'm Ashley.
And we've come up on the coach together, haven't we? So how do you enjoy the coach today?
Yeah, nice. Really nice coach, yeah.
I know, I'm a bit obsessed with the coaches, so it was a nice coach. But yeah, last night, big news dropping. It was pretty exciting, wasn't it? So on the in our little WhatsApp group, Sarah... Can you say her name properly?
Yeah. Strategicus. I've been trying to learn it. I think it's Stratigaris. No, Stratigaris, I want to say. Yeah.
Stratigicus?
I don't know.
Well, yeah. We'll get it right. It was exciting, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely what we need, I think. We've been looking for someone attacking, and she seems really versatile watching all the videos. I think it's definitely what we need with the next two games, especially. I've got to go for it now, haven't we? So, yeah, really happy with it.
And in terms of the social media drop, do you think it was mind games? What do you think the kind of the plan between the Saturday night drop was?
Yeah, I think it was definitely mind games. I think she's been in for a little longer than what we've been known, but yeah.
Do you think Mel Phillips would have had a sleepless night?
Hopefully.
And today, how do you see it unfolding?
Hopefully 3 points, as we do need it at this point of the season, but...
Feeling confident?
Yeah, I think we can do it.
No, I think especially given that announced yesterday, more confident than before. I just think we've got to take our chances and go for it. Just not sit back, just go for the 3 points.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think taking the chances is the key thing, isn't it? Because we haven't been very good at that, like, arguably. We need to get better at being really clinical, I think.
Yeah, exactly. Final third, we just seem to be lacking something and almost trying to walk it in sometimes, whereas I think just have a go. Yeah. And if it might drop in the box for someone to just tap in, so.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's all your favourite phrase, isn't it? Having a pot.
Have a pot.
So, fingers crossed. And obviously, a busy... couple of weeks heading up. We've got Brighton today and then West Ham the following week and then Villa and then after that Leicester, so the next pivotal period, isn't it?
This is where we really could stay up in these next few games, I think. If we can win a couple of them, we've got a really good chance.
Yeah. Great stuff.
So, well, and it drags all the other teams down to where we are now, the likes of Brighton, West Ham, even Leicester, because they've not been on a great run.
No, they haven't.
Yeah, so we've just got to go for it and hopefully do the business now before we have to play the big ones again.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a key period, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
What's your name?
Sue.
Sue. And you are a Brighton, wearing a lovely rainbow scarf. It would be lovely if we could get one of those at Bristol. So tell me, how are you feeling about today?
I'm a little bit apprehensive, to be honest. We obviously, both teams need to win. We're in a tricky position. If we play well, as we can do, I think we've got a really good chance. But we tend to freeze a little bit when it's really important. Whereas we go out and we beat Man City and give Man United a really good game because there's no pressure. When there's pressure, we get a little bit tense. We've also got injuries in the midfield especially. Hopefully Lee's back today. She's a great player for us.
I think she scored against us
last game, yeah. And she's really effective in the midfield. We've really missed her. I think Kohlberg is a real big player for us as well. She's been playing some really lovely balls through over the midfield, so sort of cutting them out.
Is that Emma Kohlberg?
Emma Kohlberg,
yeah. We saw her at the airport before Christmas.
Right, okay.
We happened to bump into her.
I think she's a cracking player. And obviously we've got Elizabeth Turland as well, who is scoring so many goals, but who knows? I think it's a really tight game, but as I said to you before, I'd love both of us to stay up. So fingers crossed. Yeah. I don't know, maybe a draw, but...
Well, I mean, a draw, I mean, I think as much as this is a kind of a must-win game for both of us, it's also a must-not-lose game.
I think that's it. I think you're dead right. It's a must-not-lose, definitely. Yeah. So so maybe a draw, but hopefully both of us will stay up. And as I say, I watched you last year because my second team is London City Lionesses, so saw you playing the championship last year, and I thought Bristol were a cracking team, a really nice football, very similar to Brighton, I think, in a way as
I think so as well.
So I think today could be a really good game, so
I'm hoping it will be a good game, and I think I hope it ends up with a draw, because
I do, and it's lovely to see so many Bristol fans, and you're also lovely as well, and we're actually coming to Bristol this year as well, so this season, so
we'll
let
catch you
up in your bar.
Lovely, let us know, and we'll meet up before. Nice.
Excellent.
One. Okay.
Good luck anyway.
Cheers.
Thanks.
I'm Megan Pitt. And I'm Leah.
So welcome. So is this your first away game?
Yep, first away game.
So what made you get on the Wenger bus today? That's what we call the away sport bus.
Well, we've got a season ticket for the home games, and we thought it'd be fun to come to an away game as well.
Excellent. Yeah, it will be. Yeah. So have you enjoyed the season so far?
Yeah, it's been quite good, but disappointed we haven't seen a win yet.
Yeah, at home. Because all the wins have been away, haven't they? So hopefully we have been good away from home. So I think an away day is always fun. And who's been your favourite player throughout this season so far?
Theo Morgan. I've got her name on my shirt.
Yeah, she's great, isn't she? Did you watch them last season in the championship?
Well, I watched some of the games. I watched the Reading Peace season, and I watched the promotion, and like a few in the middle, but like not very many.
Yeah. It'd be great if Fionn could get a goal today, couldn't it?
Yeah. Love that, wouldn't we? Yeah. Love that.
Who's your favourite player?
Oh, Abby Harrison, probably, my fave.
Yeah.
So it's nice to see her back.
Yeah, absolutely. It'd be great, all of these people, if they could get a goal. And what did you think about the news dropping last night about Sarah? I'm not going to say her name. I will get the name right eventually.
We were trying. We haven't braved it yet, the name, I don't think, have we? We're going to get there, though. We are going to get there.
Yeah, we will definitely get there, and apologies in advance. We'll get there by the end of this podcast. But yeah, what are you excited about seeing her play?
Yeah, hopefully she'll do a good goal or good assist. Yeah, no, it's good to have, a sign-in and, like I said, a bit of excitement, and hopefully she can help us along the way.
Yeah, absolutely. Excellent. And briefly, prediction scores for today. What do you think?
2-1.
2-1 to us?
Yeah.
Yeah?
1-1.
1-1, okay. Very moderate.
Yeah, catching my bets, yeah.
That's excellent. Okay, great. Thank you so much. Liz, you've been on the Panini stickers, haven't you?
Oh, yes, I have. I've been really enjoying it. I've done quite well today on the bus. I've swapped loads. I think it's all about swapping stickers and that sort of community, really. I've really enjoyed being part of that and supporting the first Panini WSL book. It's just a real shame that it's not being sold. The stickers aren't being sold everywhere. That's been a little bit of a problem. But we have pulled together as a community to swap stickers.
Excellent. And who are you missing from Bristol City? Anyone?
I am, aren't I?
Sticker. Quite a bit.
Wait, who? No, it's 107. Who's 107? I am missing one player.
Okay, well, have a think about that. And Beth, it's your first away game, isn't it? I'm going to thrust this in front of you.
So. Yeah, it's my first away game. Really looking forward to joining in. So, yeah.
I see you've got the songbook there.
I have. It's been gifted to me from the lovely Dan.
Oh, lovely Dan. There he goes.
Yeah.
It's great. So have you joined in the songs before?
No, I haven't really. Because where I'm sat in Ashton Gate, I'm quite alone, and I'm often around other away fans.
Oh no!
So I often feel a little bit like, ugh.
See if you can try and move.
So, I'm going to have to try and find where you guys all stand.
We're in W14. Oh, there's not many spaces, but you may be able to move.
Okay, so, I'll speak with the Bristol Sport people.
Supporter services.
Supporter services, that's the one. Alrighty.
And how do you feel about, what do you think, what's the result going to be today? Are you feeling hopeful?
Yeah, I think we're going to win. I'm going to go with, 2-0.
2-0?
I am, I'm being very hopeful.
We're going to get that first clean sheet of the season.
Yes.
Dan, what are you saying?
I think today,
I think we're going to win 2-1.
Okay.
I just fancy it, you know, like the way that we've been playing for the last three away games, like get our first win against West Ham in 3-2, and then get a draw against Everton 2-2, Liverpool, the last game of the year, 1-1. I just think we've just got a good squad, and I think I've got confidence that we're going to win today. And let's hope we get our new sign-in, either starting 11 or she's on the bench. Hope she gets a good impact tonight.
Yeah,
today.
That's great. And Liz, what do you think?
I'm going to go a draw. I think it's going to be 2-2. I think it's going to be one of those games where they get one, we get one. A good game to watch, because I think we're both at that same kind of level now, and it matters, this game matters. So I think it's going to be a great game to watch.
It's going to be a ding-dong. It's certainly not going to be a nil-nil ball draw.
Yeah.
I think the other thing is that because we got two of our ex-players playing against us today, probably, it's Sophie Bagley and Katie Robinson.
Yeah.
So if they are playing today, I think we should like give them both of them a round of applause.
I'm gonna be singing at Baggers the whole way.
And me as well. I love Baggers. She did well for us as well when she played for us, and also Katie as well.
Yeah.
And what she's done for England, Katie Robinson, incredible.
Yeah.
So I wish them good luck, but not for today, but for us.
Absolutely.
Come on, you Reds.
Yeah.
Come on, you. Can we do it?
On the coach, on the way home from a rather disappointing and a bit annoying 3-2, well, very annoying 3-2 loss to Brighton. We were down 1-0 at half time. Elizabeth Turland scored in the 31st minute. I can't actually remember her goal now because so many things happened in the first half. And then, so somebody will have to describe that to me. And then we equalised on the 55th minute from Abby Harrison. And then Katie Robinson scored on the 57th minute, so quite soon after we had equalised. And Carrie Jones, actually I can remember Turland's first goal because Carrie Jones was dispossessed, wasn't she?
Yeah.
So equalising from Carrie Jones on the 83rd minute was good. And we were sitting pretty in 90 plus 6 minutes of extra time, but then Elizabeth Turland, who is the all-time leading WSL goal scorer for Brighton, scored the winner, came off the top of the bar. Yeah, I don't feel as tragic and despairing as potentially one could feel at a moment as losing in the last minute. But and I'm sat here with various different people on the coach, so Nat, Bella, Rob, Sarah are in my immediate vicinity, so I may ask them to feed in. Sarah, how do you feel about it all? How was your feelings?
Gutted, but we scored 2 goals, and I hope it spurs us on to win next week, because we really need to.
Yeah. And, I mean, how was your appraisal of the game in general?
First half, game of 2 halves, really. I thought first half, Brighton were the better side. We come out much better second half, and I thought we were good for the point, and it was unfortunate, really.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Nat, your thoughts?
We looked better once we scored. Abby turning and shooting, scoring like, and then hitting the post, and then us scoring afterwards, like, seemed to be the switch on moment. And I thought our subs were really good. So yeah, it was a game of 2 halves, but like up until us scoring, and then it's just, I was gutting to lose it like that, 1 minute from time. It's just gutting. Because I don't think we deserved to lose it.
Yeah.
They weren't that good.
No, we didn't. I think losing it was, a bit annoying. Very annoying. We played a lot better in the second half. The first half was quite poor, I thought. We just struggled to get going. Looked very disjointed. Similar to Liverpool last week, where we just couldn't seem to shoot. It was just rubbish, really, in the final third, and Testrup and Harrison just didn't look like they were quite
connected.
But second half obviously had a reset and came out, and from the start were going at it, weren't they?
Yeah, I think I can't really think what it was that changed. It just looked a little bit more incisive, a little bit more kind of snappy, and they just looked like they were going to score, actually, and just doing things that they should do, really. So just having Napier go in and like running down the wing and actually like using her left to cross it, and just have more opportunities, and like just having that I'm going to turn and shoot, if I've got my back to go I'm going to turn and shoot, and just I felt like we looked more likely to score. First half it was just weirdly nothing clicking and nothing working. I think we still need this new player to come in and pull the strings a bit. Hopefully she's got enough kind of about her to almost be like the Megan Connolly, but at the front, you know, be a playmaker.
Yeah, I mean, there's potentially a lot of pressure on her coming in. So signing that was announced last night, and to turn our season around. But I guess we're not massively far away. But there's definitely worrying signs. We needed to get something out of today's game.
Yeah, we needed to get something out of it, and we didn't. So. It's a bit worrying. All today was like, don't lose it, and then we lost it in the last minute. It's a bit cruel, really.
Yeah, for sure.
So it just makes the other games now really important, and losing two on the bounce is not very good.
No, indeed. Rob, do you have any thoughts or feelings that you want to impart?
My thoughts and feelings are similar. It was a must-win game in my view, which now makes West Ham next weekend an absolute must-win game. We've got a cluster of four games of teams that are around us, and really, I think now in the remaining three games, we really need 6 points to really have any hope of avoiding relegation this season. The format often confuses me a bit in that we seem to have this sort of flowing format that doesn't always work. Not sure whether we're playing kind of 4-4-2 at times or not. And as always happens, I suppose, when you're at the bottom, that nothing really goes your way. You know, we were making good clearances that were being kind of intercepted because of the wind, and you know, just odd things like that. And yeah, it just feels that we're a team that is kind of lacking confidence, really. And I think the outcome of that is we're often not shooting when we should shoot. We're often then deciding to shoot when we shouldn't shoot. And just the kind of cohesion that we had last season, and even times this season, hasn't really felt like it's been there. It wasn't there against Liverpool last week in the cup, wasn't there again today, and now we're just kind of desperate. It feels desperately unlucky that we conceded in the 96th minute, which I suppose everyone would say, but it's just now putting us under incredible pressure, and I just hope our slight lack of activity in the transfer market doesn't come back and bite us, because obviously the clubs around us have all brought in new signings, and that can often give teams that are down the bottom struggling that little bit of a change and that little bit of confidence, and hopefully we will turn it around. But it does feel like we've got a heck of a task in front of us now.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think particularly in the first half we looked really low in confidence, and we just didn't look like we could score in a million years. But somehow it switched on in the second half, and they suddenly remembered.
No, I think, last year we used to say this of Abby Harrison, didn't we? That she wouldn't be in the game at all, but you couldn't take her off because she would do something. And it was actually the sort of thing that she did today. But the shot that she had, I'm imagining if that had gone in, you know, but it was kind of back to goal, turn on the ball, whack it, and it hit the post. And then we scored. Did we score from the resulting corner, or did we score from... I can't remember. Anyway, it was like the catalyst. It was the moment. And I felt like maybe if we've got anything out of this game, it's an Abby Harrison goal, which is crucial to her scoring more goals. And if she can score goals out of nothing, then we've got more of a chance. Because if we can... Yeah, I think if Abby's scoring goals, we've got a chance. That is a plus. It wasn't a completely useless day. We got... Abby Harrison scoring. We scored two goals, but I do think we conceded bad ones as well. It's gutting. The goals we conceded, they were so unnecessary. I think all three of them actually. I wouldn't say they're necessarily good goals in that I think all three came from individual defensive errors, which is not like us at all. I don't think that's a Bristol City thing in the WSL this season. I don't think we've been sloppy in that individual defensive play. I think we've actually been really tight and really effective. So that was a bit disappointing, and maybe the weather had something to do with that. They really pushed it in the second half and we didn't. When we had the like really weird wind to our advantage, I don't think we made them fluff their lines, but they did make us, and I think that was a bit disappointing.
Well, we just didn't, when we had the wind advantage. I mean, you obviously had Abby Harrison made a kind of opportunistic long shot, which was just wide. I think if that had been on target and a bit harder, it would have probably gone in. So, but at least she was trying stuff like that. But I agree, it's good that she scored to get Abby Harrison firing and confident. And I mean, I don't feel as bad as I could feel right now, because I do think that second half performance, there was a gear shift, there was a desire to fight. Yeah.
Hales looked great. I thought Mary Ward, actually, she was the brilliant sub. She came on, she was playing across the back four, back five, I think. Her defensive work was amazing. Her creative work, she turned defence into attack in a matter of, like, in like a couple of steps.
Yeah, she's really quick thinking, isn't she?
She's quick thinking, and her feet can catch up with her brain. And she's strong, yeah. She looks bigger, doesn't she?
Yeah,
she looks like she's put on like weight in a good way. Looks like if she could bulk up. And I was just saying, actually, it was really interesting to see Connolly and then Lazelle and then Ward. We thought, actually, maybe she could be... She looks like she could be quite versatile. And, yeah.
I kind of would prefer her in a forward role, though, because of her ability to turn things around. And she is very tidy, and the ball seems to stick to her feet. And she dispossesses people, and you actually need that higher up the pitch.
Yeah, I agree. But she kind of played on that right wing back and looked really good. And actually... that was really effective. And on a day when maybe Ella wasn't having, you know, who was it? Ella and Jamie Lee, maybe they weren't having the best games of the season, you know?
Jamie Lee was better in the second half.
Yeah, she was, yeah. But yeah, I still think midfield is where we look weak today. I didn't think like we won many second balls at all. We were doing a bit of turning over, but we weren't strong enough in midfield, I don't think.
Scrappy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think that's, for me, just a quick one on our goals. They're both scrappy goals. They didn't come from a killer pass or a fantastic... You know, Abby's goal was a great turn and shot, but it was following minutes of scrappy nip and tuck and play. And you think, you just want to see a bit of that kind of incisive play where we look like we know what we're trying to do, and even if it doesn't come off, but when it does, it looks great. We seem to be scoring goals now whereby it comes off someone's shin and then bounces off someone else and someone stabs it in goal, and then that doesn't really fill you with it. It doesn't seem very planned or very, dare I say, skillful. It's I think what we see is really, really industrious football, full of endeavour and passion and hard work, but not a lot of good quality football at times. And I think that's where we come undone, twinned with our somewhat lack of depth. When we bring in other players, it's more players of the same that will work really hard, but not players that are going to turn the game. And I think that's where we're being punished at the moment, where other teams are bringing on really, really good quality players as subs that can really punish us when we've got tired legs.
Yeah, and actually I think when Brighton bought on, it was Lee, wasn't it?
She looked involved in their goal and their big, heavy final 5-10 minutes of press and pressure, which is where their goal came from. It didn't come out the blue. It came of complete dominance and pressure, and was in some respects inevitable because we were clearing to nobody, and we were just gonna... You can only sustain that much amount of pressure. So it was inevitable in some respects because we had no one to clear to so many times. So, yeah. But yeah, their subs came on and created the pressure. And we didn't have that luxury. Our subs came on and did a great job. I thought Hales was really good. She held up the ball, kept possession. That was the best I've seen her, actually.
Yeah, and I thought Phil Morgan really showed her pace today, and I thought that was quite exciting to see her kind of do that, sort of running like a kind of buzzing, excitable flea, the way she sort of, like, you know, kind of looks a bit scary when she runs because she's so fast.
Yeah, I just think they... Actually, you know, we're saying they were scrappy goals and stuff like that. They worked us really hard, actually. And we had to work really hard to kind of keep them out, and it didn't work out in the end. So I think, yeah, credit to them. I think, you know, I don't think we really deserve to lose it, but their goal did come from a sustained period of pressure. So, you know, if someone's going to win it, it should be the team who's having the sustained period of pressure. You know, not like the Liverpool game, for instance, where they did nothing really all game and then won it. Like Brighton did in the second half, whilst it was nil, whilst it was 2-0, they were the ones that had the ball and were going at us. So, you know, kind of can't really complain in that way.
Indeed, indeed. So that's done and dusted, and very disappointing. We don't know what the outcome of the West Ham Spurs match is now as we speak and as we're recording, because it's 4:30, something like that. We're on a coach. No, it's, well, yeah, it's 4:30 now. And yeah, so we just have to see, won't we, where we are by the end of the day. I'm hoping that West Ham will lose, but we're getting into that territory now with the WSL where you're looking at other people's results and crossing your fingers.
And it might be out of our hands.
No.
You know, when you get to the point where you're looking at other people, like today we needed to go above West Ham rather than hope that West Ham get really beaten. So, yeah.
Yeah. But I still feel like there was fight in that team, and to come back in again in both instances when we went behind and we fought back.
Yeah.
And we showed character in the second half. We didn't show any character in the first half, I thought. Like, and I mean that in the sense of we didn't look like we had a footballing identity. Like there was no, we looked like a bunch of disjointed individuals in the first half who didn't know where the goal was. And in the second half we did actually show some character and just thought it's 45 minutes, we've just got to go for it, got to fight. And that's the energy and focus that we need to take into the rest of the season. But we've got, I guess, the worrying trend at Ashton Gate at the moment is the lack of goals and the lack of wins. And just generally at home this season, if you include the Conti Cup, we haven't won at home, because we drew in, well, we lost to Southampton. No, we drew in both instances, didn't we, against Southampton and Reading, and then lost in those stupid penalties.
Yeah, we did.
So we just actually haven't won at all. So that is worrying, and I don't know to what extent that will, that just, you know, as you were saying, Sarah, you were saying it's about psychological at Ashton Gate, isn't it? So what do you think they can do to overcome that, if anything?
Back to basics, 4-4-2, and get that win.
Is that the message for Lauren?
Yes. Tell Lauren Smith that, please. Thank you.
I mean, yeah. Would you agree with that?
I wouldn't disagree with it. I think, you know, filling out the midfield a little bit more. And just, yeah, I don't know, a change of formation might be something that works. Why don't we try it with Megan Connolly going further forward again? You know, like, I don't know, I think something is worth a go.
Like, put in front of Harrison, I would suggest.
Never seen it, have we?
No.
This season? No. Yeah, it's worth a go.
Hell's
up front with Testrup. And Abby Harrison in the midfield. Yeah, there's loads of options, aren't there?
Just make it attacking.
Yeah.
Don't play one up front at home, for God's sake.
Put Harrison just behind the front two. Let her do that breaking up and pulling players away. But, you know.
Because at its worst, our formation ends up having no forwards.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
It's just pointless. today.
Yeah. It didn't really have a forward, did it?
Sometimes when we're 10 yards in our own half.
Not to lose, and we're not winning by doing that.
Yeah.
In fact, we're losing.
We are losing.
Yeah.
We lost every game.
So it doesn't work, does it?
Yeah.
I can understand against the bigger sides to do that. But not when you're playing Aston Villa and teams like that.
They're going to come to us
You've got to attack.
Yeah, but they're going to come to us thinking they've not got a single point at home all season.
Yeah.
So they're bound to feel quite confident.
But as you say, like, psychologically, you know, where do you get the belief that you can do that? That's the question, isn't it?
Well, it is, but once you've got that win, which I hope they were going to do last week, I know it was the cup, but winning breeds more winning, doesn't it? once they get that win, I'm sure that we'll get some more.
Yeah. Yeah. It was stressful today, though, wasn't it?
Yes, very.
In terms of quality, though, we're not a million miles away.
No, we're not. You know, we're 10 times better than we were last time we were in this league.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. You know, we can stay up. We just got to believe in it ourselves a bit more.
Yeah.
And just rub a result out. You know, that's the problem. We're playing teams that aren't really any better than us.
Yeah.
Yet somehow we keep being turned over.
Yeah.
And that momentum we had when we went when we got a point at Liverpool, and we thought, whoa. You know, everyone was gelling, you know, the team were
they played well.
Really positive, really energised. Yeah. We were all positive, we were really energised. It all really seemed to be going well. I think some of it is that there's so many breaks in the season, isn't it? 4 weeks at Christmas and then an international break and then you're almost starting again. It's almost like three mini seasons in the season, and it ruins the momentum that we had that we now seem to have lost.
Yeah. Now we're at the club, we're going to get another break as well, which isn't going to help us, is it?
No. Yeah, I mean, it may help us if we've got injuries and niggles in the squad, and we've got such a thin squad, so that gives us time to recover. But it was funny. We were all looking at Harrison in the first half and thinking she still looked a little bit injured, or she wasn't quite.
She doesn't look right. Even all right, she was better second half, but she still didn't look fit. Not really. I like to see her in Els, but another part of me is thinking maybe bring her on later in the game.
Having somebody fully fit
start with Morgan and Hells, start with a team that finished maybe.
Switch up a bit.
And then bring her on in the second half up front with Hells and kill them off. If that makes any sense.
It's a great plan.
Yeah. Killing them all off.
You know what I mean.
Yeah. I do. Oh well. I mean, I know it's a disappointing result, but I still had quite a nice time today.
Yeah,
it was a good atmosphere.
It was. We did a good thing. We had quite a lot of people down our away end, didn't we? It was great.
That was the best atmosphere I've been in when you guys
talked. Yeah, it's lovely.
It was good.
Had to huddle together for warmth, didn't we? So it was nice.
Yeah, it was quite windy, wasn't it?
Yeah, enjoyed Tranmere, enjoyed today.
Yeah.
It's good.
We will stay up, guys. Yeah. Come on.
Okay, We've got our new girl coming in, Sarah.
Stratagakis.
Sarah Stratagatic. Stratagakis.
Sarah Stratagatic. Stratagakis.
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 Sarah Stratagakis.
Sarah Stratagakis.
She's coming in, and we will get her name, Sarah Stratagakis. She will start. She'll hopefully be there next week. And we may bring in another player in between that. I don't know. Any final thoughts on today?
I think we need Fernie back. Actually, we need someone with the psychology in the middle to not concede like that. I don't know that now. Yeah, that experience.
And even the ability to spoil, you know. If Fernie was there the last 6 minutes today, I'm not saying we wouldn't have conceded, but things would have done differently. And Connolly's great, but she hasn't got Fernie's kind of
presence
is exactly it. That presence that gives those younger players like Mary Ward and even Jamie Lee that confidence thing that she knows what, you know, I'll go where she tells me to a degree at times like that. Like you say, and it's not just hoofing the ball up to the halfway line to a bright player again and again and again. So Fernie being back, it's been a long time. Yeah. My concern is a player who's slightly older. Are they the recovery and also how easily can they get back to match fitness without playing, and then how do you get that balance that where you put them in? It's the same conundrum we're going to have with Fran.
Yeah.
At what point do you bring Fran back into the team? So they're nice problems to have, I know, but yeah, I agree. Fernie is currently the missing link.
Yeah, because it's like psychological now. That's what I think. I think, like we're saying, like we're not a million miles off these teams. in terms of how we could play when we play at our best. We're not far off these. So I think people like Rachel Furness bring, like, psychologically, she's the person who says we can win this and means it. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I have no idea when she's going to come back, but I think, I mean, she is a player who has spent quite a lot of her career in the past, you know, 5 years or so. She has been injured quite a lot and recovering from an injury quite a lot. So, yeah, definitely. I think if Fernie had been on the pitch, as you say, that last 10 minutes, she'd have been sort of sniping and biting at people and, you know, flashing her gum shield and sort of...
Just again shows our lack of depth, doesn't it, in our squad. So I'm not saying you'd have two or three Fernies, but, you know, we need a couple of players with that level of...
You need a meathead.
Yeah, you need a thug, don't you, that's going to, you know, frighten and impose and threaten players, you know, with their presence. And I think that's what Harrison does too much, in that she's dropping back too deep and she's closing everything down and she's pressuring right their defenders and their midfield, and then a lovely ball gets laid over the top and where is she? She's 10 yards inside her own half and we want it to be...
She tries fetching it too much rather than letting other people do the work, don't she?
Yeah.
Imagine that, eh? You think that this time last season we were winning games in the final, Abby Harrison against Coventry, remember?
Yeah.
We need to start doing that again rather than conceding.
Last season Harrison wasn't scoring a lot of goals, was she?
No.
You remember, because Shania was scoring all the goals and Abby was sort of dropping back and playing that almost like attacking midfielder role.
Yeah.
And it's almost that makes her kind of an invaluable member of the team, because she does everything and goes everywhere and she has such a presence. But if one of your strikers isn't scoring and is doing everything else, I think it's a really difficult one, because there's no way you wouldn't play her, but sometimes do we not play as well when we've got her in the squad or in the starting 11? Well, they rely on her, and I don't always think that she knows what she's going to do next, nor does some of the other players. So she does everything for the right reason, but it doesn't always work in the right way. So. It's a brave person who would leave her out when she wasn't fit.
Yeah. Well, we shall see, won't we? We'll see what happens in the next week. It's a big week, not only in the lead up to West Ham, which is going to be a huge match, but also a big week in the transfer window. Could be make or break for the season in terms of whether or not we bring in the players that we need. We've already recruited, I think, what looks like a really fantastic player, Sarah Stratigakis, and it is a bit of a mouthful, but I'm going to get there. She looks very good. So we have also talked about Maddie Wild coming back, and that on our group chat we've talked about that quite a lot, saying that would seem like a good move, because she is a versatile defender who can play in that wing back role and can be quite creative down the wing. Obviously unproven at WSL level, but certainly, you know, of all the players that we played last year in who we were developing through the squad, I did think that Maddie Wild was a good player, and she certainly showed immense signs of improvement and development when she was playing, and has been putting in some good performances for London City. So I don't know, I don't think they might not recall her, but we'll see. They probably won't. That's just shaking her head at me.
Yeah, I'm not sure that that's like a recall that you need. I mean, I don't think she's not in a position that we need extra people at the moment. I don't think, anyway. I think we've probably got okay cover in those positions. So, like, I think it needs to be central midfielders, people who play... Yeah, people who play more centrally and can hold the ball, can play make, and those are the positions where we need lots of strength.
I think she's probably good enough, but unproven, and I still think you need to do what we did with Fernie and bring in one, two, even three proven WSL players that can come in January. We've been here before, guys, we know what to do, we're steady the ship, this is how we can do things differently, and it will pick up those younger players and all of our players that don't have WSL experience. I think Ward would be a great player next season and going on, but to bring back a younger player when we're in a relegation dogfight would potentially, I think, put a lot of pressure on. And I'm not advocating bringing in older players, but there is something to say about bringing in Fernie-like players that are older, more experienced, that can just do that very specific role for the next 3 or 4 months in lifting the team up, with the aim of us just not that we don't care if we win ugly, do we, or we draw ugly. If we can just get another 5 points that takes us to safety, then great. But I think maybe there's a little naivety in that we're saying that we believe in how we need to play and how we want to play. Great, and we are sticking to that. But all that's done is left us bottom of the league.
Yeah.
After how many games have we played now?
It's halfway now.
Yeah, halfway. Yeah. So we're now halfway and we're bottom of the league.
Yeah.
So our current values and ethos and approach isn't working. So definition of insanity, isn't it? Keep doing the same thing and expecting different results.
Yeah.
So we have to do something different. What that is, I don't know. But
I guess that's the one worry about Stratagakis, is that she isn't proven, or she's never played in the WSL, even though she looks like she's got all the ingredients of being a player who would make a difference. She's a Canadian international, she's scored lots of goals, she's been in the US college system. So
she sounds like a player who would be in a brilliant acquisition in the close season. So you could have spent the summer, you know, getting into our way of playing and brought her in when we're all starting from ground zero. But whoever we bring in now has to be able to do something drastically different to what we're currently doing. And you're right, she may be fantastic because she, her stats look really good. Not quite as impressive for the 2 years she was in Sweden, but they do look really good. But something quite significant needs to change if we are going to move away from that. And I still get nervous because everyone that we're in that dogfight with have brought in lots of signings. And they're not all going to work, but, you know, they won't all not work.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting next week to see West Ham. Well, it'll be interesting to see how West Ham fare against Tottenham. I mean, Tottenham have recruited heavily and were already good. So I think they'll cause West Ham some trouble. But I think West Ham have got some very good players, but they're not quite cohesive as a unit. So, well, we'll see, won't we? Okay, I'm going to sign off and say thank you very much for the contributions to everyone, to Sarah, to Nat.
Thank you.
Rob, Bella, I didn't even speak to you. Sorry, because you were looking so consumed by your
mock driving test.
We'll see you next time when we go again. We'll go again.